My dear brothers and sisters, the year 1582 was a memorable one. Pope Gregory XIII was gloriously reigning as the Vicar of Christ, but something was off. Something was very far off, and it was the calendar. Julius Caesar had reformed the calendar 1,600 years earlier, but he made a mistake. He was off by about 11 minutes per year. Now, how often do you and I waste 11 minutes? But 11 minutes over a millennium and a half amount to some real time. And so Pope Gregory XIII reformed the calendar by abolishing 10 days, which is how someone like Saint Teresa of Avila could go to bed on the night of October the 4th and be found dead the next morning, October the 15th. So it is that the calendar reform coming from the Pope was not received by those Protestant areas of Europe. In fact, it would be only in 1752 that England and her overseas colonies would adopt the Gregorian calendar. They had feared that it was a Popist plot, so they weren't going to receive it at first. Now, the irony being that when England and her colonies did take the new calendar in 1752, they made New Year's Day January the 1st. Because until that time, the new year was celebrated in England on March the 25th, the Annunciation of Mary. Now, isn't that interesting that the new year had been on a Marian feast of when the angel announced to her that she would be the mother of God, and in fact, the Holy Spirit overshadowed her, and Jesus entered into her womb on March the 25th. So a new beginning, God coming down to be with us in the womb of Mary, that was New Year's Day. So even though the calendar dates may shift, even though what day the civil year begins may shift, there's something about Our Lady that we still retain in this, as today we celebrate her motherhood. Motherhood is all about new beginnings, about new life. So when we think about the new year, we often make resolutions. What is it that I want to be new about me? Okay, the year is new, but what is it that I want to be new about me? And in fact, rather than what I want to be new about me, the better question to ask is, what does God want to be new and different in me this coming year? Now, as we saw, years can be changed by Roman emperors and by popes and parliaments. They can decree all sorts of things. And so there's something artificial when we look back at a certain period of time, we look forward to a certain period of time. You and I could certainly say we hope for the year 2022 something very different than 2021, something very different than 2020. We might wish it resembled something more like 2019. But the fact is that when we look backwards, we look forwards, what we're really missing is the here and now. And the key for a Christian is to live in the grace of the present moment. Right here, right now. Oh, we can say that was a good year, that was a bad year, we're hoping for something different. But in fact, every year has both blessings and crosses. Every year. but every year also possesses opportunities to grow closer to Christ, opportunities to bring the truth, the love, and the peace of Christ to those around us. And there is something good about that urge to make a New Year's resolution, because it's an urge to tackle something, to do something now. Because too often we procrastinate. We put off. Yeah, I know I should be better, but... And then comes the list of excuses and the wish, someday. No. Today. Today is God's gift, whether it's January 1st or January 2nd, or wouldn't it be nice to think about June right now with the wind chill? Whatever day it is, today is God's gift. Let me embrace it. Let me live the grace of the present moment here and now. Let me welcome Christ into my heart. Let me manifest Christ to the world. And as Our Lady is that chosen vessel who brought Jesus to the world, we ask her, as Christ gave her from the cross, to be our mother. We say, Blessed Mother, in this new year, bring new life to me. Bring Christ into my life more and more.